And another reminder, all video in the interview area must be pulled from the pool feed, which you can pick up in the back corner of the room. Coach Donovan?
Well, I think coming out of our last regular season game, we had, I think, a few days to practice and get better on some things. And certainly the first time in a long time, I think we've got our full complement of players back healthy. And I think that that time from Sunday till Thursday served our team well. You know, I give our guys credit. They came out. I thought they came out focused and ready to play. We moved and passed the basketball. I thought we had pretty good offensive flow. You know, Johnny O'Brien got in some foul trouble, but I thought we did a pretty good job on him defensively. And then Eric certainly had a great game inside and out, scoring. And Patrick did a very good job defensively and posting up and giving us a presence up front. But, you know, overall, I was pleased with the way our team played. You know, really from start to finish. So it was a very good game by them.
All right, we'll take your questions for either of the student athletes. If you'll raise your hand, we'll get a floor microphone to you. We'll start right in the front.
Yeah, Eric, I know you tweaked your knee a little bit this week in practice. How concerned were you about it, and what exactly happened?
I just was feeling a little pain in it in practice, and, you know, wanted to be cautious coming into the tournament, and you know, just pretty much treated it, iced it, and wearing a little sleeve, but it's fine.
The question on the left side.
Yeah, for Eric, just wondering, how do you guys view this coming in? Does this feel like, you know, the first game of the postseason, the NCAA tournament, all that, and you want to take it to another level? Or is this a quest for a trophy here this weekend?
I think, you know, obviously we want to win a tournament here, but just we got to take it one game at a time. You know, so we were focused on LSU today and last night. And, you know, coaches gave us a game plan. We tried to execute it, and now it's time for the next game, the next opponent.
Next question in the middle.
For Patrick, in the Tennessee game, what sorts of things did you do to keep Jarnell away from the basket? He only had eight shots or so in that game.
Well, I just try to do the best I could to be in the right position. I'm really good at trying to be active and really focusing and locking in on trying to keep the guy I'm defending uncomfortable. I just was lucky and had a good game defending him that game.
Okay, let's go to the middle.
For both Patrick and Eric, how difficult were the practices leading up to today for you?
Patrick, would you say that first?
I mean, first, I can't lie. It was a really difficult practice, but I enjoyed every minute of it. Coach really challenged us because he wants us to be great, and we challenged each other. We went out there. I can say that we honestly left everything we had in those practices leading up to the tournament here, and it really did help prepare us and to really get us focused on finishing games and just going down and doing what it takes to win.
Same for Eric.
Practice was tough. You know, coach had it was focused on certain things, and you know, he made it hard on us in practice, you know, to see how we would respond. And I think we did a good job in practice and a good job today responding.
All right, question in the back.
Yeah, this is for Eric. Can you talk about your day today offensively? I mean, you really had your shot going in the first half after you hit your third three. You kind of yelled like, "Woo, man!" I mean, can you talk about your day?
Yeah, I mean, shots were falling today. It felt good. So, you know, that always feels good. But, you know, that's just today, you know, whether the ball goes in the basket or not is out of your control. You just got to, you know, coach has actually been saying just give good reps this week. You know, that's one thing he's focused on is every rep is a good rep, whether it's in a game or practice or whatever. So I just try to do that. You know, the shots fell today.
Hands up. Let's go to the left side.
This is for Eric. Eric, you've had double-doubles now in the back-to-back games. What's been the difference for you rebounding? Has it been a mental thing, you know, focusing, looking more at it, or has it just happened to come your way more?
Yeah, I think, you know, just obviously everybody on our team is that's a big thing for us is, you know, focusing on rebounding. It's a big part of the game. And I think, you know, I've been, you know, put extra focus on it, and I just, you know, have happened to have those two games.
All right, question in the middle.
Eric and Pat, did this game, the rhythm, the execution, the way it played, did it feel more like that run you had in January when you were routing all those SEC teams? Did you have that kind of rhythm to it?
Was that for both? Eric?
Yeah, I mean, we were clicking today offensively, which always feels good. I don't know if it necessarily feels like, you know, I mean, every game is a different game, and what happens in that game, you know, you have to deal with during that game. So, you know, today, you know, we clicked offensively, we were playing well defensively, and I don't think it necessarily felt like one of the games back then, but I think we can do that all the time if we focus and play together and play the right way.
Patrick?
I think it was definitely a step in the right direction. We did a better job minimizing those times in the game where we have slippage. What I mean by slippage is when we lose focus and we're not aware that we had two or three turnovers consecutively and don't realize we need to get a good shot up. I think we did a really good job not doing that as much. We did slip up today in six possessions and had four straight turnovers. But it was definitely a step in the right direction. Hopefully we can just build off on that and do an even better job next game.
We got time for one more question for either of the student athletes. Anyone? All right, thank you. Fellas, we'll excuse you back to the locker room. And we'll continue on with questions for Coach Donovan, if you'll raise your hand, and we'll get a floor mic to you. Let's go ahead and start right on the middle aisle.
Coach, I'm not going to say that the three at the halftime is necessarily a pivotal basket only because of the final score, but heading into the half, how much of a momentum maker is that because you make it a five-possession game there with just the closing seconds heading into halftime?
Yeah, I think any time you can, you know, make a shot at the end of the half, either way, it always gives you a little momentum going in there. You know, I thought there was enough time where the ball, you know, was being taken out that we could at least get an attempt or get the ball in a good area of the floor. I thought Michael, you know, made a tough shot. I thought LSU defended it pretty well. He was able to get it off, and that's really what you want to do. You're probably not going to get off the highest percentage shot, but you want to give yourself a chance to at least put it up on the rim. And I think the lead was maybe at that time 12, and it went to 15. So, you know, no question, there's momentum. And then we come out of the second half with the ball. And then Patrick got fouled on the first possession. And I think he made both free throws. And probably more importantly for us, it put O'Brien in a situation where it was his third foul on the first possession of the second half. So probably that last 3 seconds and the first 5 or 10 seconds, there was definitely some momentum change there.
Question on the left side.
Yeah, Billy, two questions. First of all, how concerned were you with Eric's knee just because, I mean, you've had gone through all these injuries all year and then he shows up and with a sore knee?
I was concerned just because the trainer was concerned. He didn't practice and it was really bizarre. You know, we had just finished a stretch and we were doing just some going through like pick and roll coverage. It wasn't even a contact drill. It was more of a teaching drill. And he kind of planted his foot and went to turn. And he said he felt something and he had kind of a sharp pain in his knee and didn't know what it was. So they pulled him out and he went back in the training room and then came back out. And it was still bothering him. And the trainer felt like it was in his knee joint and really don't know what it was. Nothing showed up on the MRI. It was negative. I think that night, he started to feel progressively better. There was no swelling. There was nothing on the MRI. So more than anything else, you know, we felt like everything was fine. But at the time, they were concerned. You know, I'm not being a doctor. I don't know. I just go off what they tell me. They were concerned. So I think when the MRI came back later that night and it was clean, I think we felt like he was going to be able to play. It wouldn't be a problem.
Was it Thursday?
That happened on happened on Wednesday.
Okay. And second question, was there something from the previous game with LSU or watching them on tape that you thought Eric could have this kind of a game?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer, Pat, that you kind of try to move and share it. And we went at Eric a few times inside where we got on the ball inside. But I think on the perimeter when he was 5 for 7, I felt like our backcourt guys did a good job finding him off of penetration. He had that one stretch there. I think we missed a couple threes in a row, and you know, an offensive rebound came out again and got kicked to him. I think his threes were more other guys finding him, and we tried to do some things offensively for him in both halves to catch him, you know, have him catch the ball a little bit closer to the basket.
Okay, let's have a question in the middle. Go ahead.
Billy, can you talk a little bit about what you saw out of Kenny today? It seems like he's still struggling with his shot, but he had 7 assists. So how do you evaluate his offensive day?
You know, I really thought he played well. I think one of the things, if you look at
in some of our offensive struggles, you know, have been Mike Rosario and Kenny Boynton shooting. You know, the last six games of the year going into this tournament, you know, both those guys are below 40% from the field. I think Mike's maybe like right at 30, 31% from three, and Kenny's about 28. And they're aggressive offensive players that just need to understand that when they take good shots, that's fine. But if shots aren't falling, there's other things they got to contribute to our team other than scoring. And I think Kenny took that to heart today. I mean, he found guys in a lot of key situations, and in particular, he found Scotty Wilbekin. Like, I thought Scotty played very, very well today offensively because he was on the receiving end of some things that Kenny did for him. So you can absorb, you know, a rough shooting night. What we were having the last six games, in my opinion, was you look down at the stat sheet, you know, and you'd see 6, 7, 8 assists, 9, 10 assists, you know, and maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 turnovers. And there was no balance because those guys were being aggressive to score, but they weren't finding other people. And I think some of our shooting percentages, the number of points we were scoring, everything was down. Our assists were down. And we're just a better, and we can score a lot more. We can absorb Rosario and Boynton not shooting the ball well when they take good shots, provided they're doing other things, sharing the ball. And not only were those guys not shooting a great percentage from the three-point line and from the field, their assists were way turnover down in those six games. Rosario had 11 assists and 14 turnovers, and I think Kenny Boynton had 8 assists, 6 turnovers. That's where you get hurt. That's when your numbers start to drastically dip. That's when your shooting percentages start to dip, and that's when you're not really playing off of each other. Kenny took really good shots today. I thought he had really good, clean looks. They didn't go in. I got confidence when he takes those kind of shots that he can go on a run. He didn't today, but you know what? He probably accounted for a lot of other points when the ball in his hand, finding other people. And, you know, Mike did not do a great job on that area tonight. You know, he had 3 turnovers, not very many assists. But we need those guys to provide other things on defense and on offense if shots are not falling. We just can't be a group that relies on them offensively because it's too up and down. You know, and if you take those two guys off the stat sheet offensively, they're 3 for 14. We shot 50% with those guys going 3 for 14. But they did other things in the game, which was good, and some other guys shot higher percentage. So if we ever get it to a point where we can continue to have a night like this collectively as a group and those guys start making a few shots, then I think we become that much more potent offensively.
Well, those are the comments of Billy Donovan, and you earlier heard from Eric Murray.